Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Felicia Dujon, lecturer in philosophy, Department of History and Philosophy, the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, December 4, 1977, the missionary Dr. Thomas Cook arrived in Barbados on a mission to promote the cause of Methodism. It was the first time that an official representative of the Methodist Church had visited the island. At the time, the Methodist Church was still in its infancy in England. Its simple and unadorned message of piety, humility, temperance, and Christian brotherhood had struck a chord among many Christians in the established church. Cook himself was a former Anglican deacon who had converted to Methodism. He took on the task of spreading the message of Methodism in the Caribbean and had already visited several islands in the region before his visit to Barbados. He was accompanied during his first visit by three other missionaries, Robert Gamble, Matthew Lamb, and Benjamin Pierce. Gamble and Lamb were en route to St. Vincent to continue the mission established there by Cook a year earlier. But Pierce was destined to stay in Barbados. He became the island's first resident Methodist missionary, and it was Pierce who would build the first Methodist chapel in Barbados. When Cook and Pierce arrived in Barbados, they found that there was already a small local group who were sympathetic to the cause of Methodism, led by a white man called Mr. Button. Indeed, such was the excitement at Cook's visit that a special meeting was held at Harrison's Free School to hear his message. Over 100 persons attended. At first, many in Barbados regarded the Methodists as a devout but harmless sect. However, when it emerged that Cook considered slavery as contrary to Christian belief, attitudes among the white population in Barbados changed. The result was that the church made little headway in the island over the next 30 years. In the 1820s, the small embattled sect would find a doughty defender in our national heroine Sarah Ann Gale, who achieved lasting fame when she defied an angry white mob that sought to eradicate the church in Barbados during a riot in 1823. From the small beginnings, the seed of Methodism planted in Barbados by Thomas Cook on this day, December 4th, in 1788, would eventually grow to become one of the main branches of the Christian Church in Barbados.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.